Welcome to the favorites, the podcast. It's the Super Contest Edition. It's, what are you laughing at? It's Friday morning.
You don't know that they do an impression of you, do you?
Who's they?
Multiple people do an impression of that welcome to the favorites routine. It's better than you.
Well, it's Friday morning, which means Blackjack is here, and we're going to talk about some games for the Westgate Super Contest, and we're going to try to win $1.4 million, and we are going to make five picks, and since Blackjack is so fucking late, we're going to go really fast, because I got to be out of here in 25 minutes.
You're so important.
So this is going to be the fastest Super Contest podcast ever.
We prioritize our listeners.
It just happens to be the one where we got to do 16 games for the first time all season. Blackjack, you've already spoken. We don't need to introduce you again. Let's say hello to Georgina.
"'Twas the week before Christmas, and in the Super Contest, my boys were in last behind all the rest."
Wow. Well, she's not wrong. I mean, we would be doing better if we hadn't picked the Seattle Seahawks minus 4.5 and the New England Patriots minus 2.5.
For someone who's in a hurry, you want to rehash last week a lot, right?
The squarest picks ever.
Oh, right. The guy who wanted to put the Rams in, minus 13. How'd that work out?
As usual, Georgina has a review to read. You guys keep them coming because the reviews are great. You can keep reviewing the show on iTunes. Georgina's going to keep reading your favorites. Let's hear this one.
"Subject, hysterical." That's a good start, isn't it? "Hysterical listening to those two maniacs screaming at each other every Friday. Chad's got the brains, and Blackjack and Georgina got the swag. My favorite podcast in a world of a million podcasts. 5 stars. Well, that's nice. I think people are cottoning on that if they include my name, they're more likely to get read out.
Cottoning on.
Yeah, I like that. And I'll accept that review. Fair enough.
I'm okay with that review. Listen, brains win at the end of the day.
Yeah, okay.
Swag doesn't last, my friend.
Yeah. All right.
Eventually, you can't wear a red sequin jacket and a different pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. The act wears thin.
Yeah, the act wearing a different Columbia pullover sweater vest wears thin, too, every day.
All right, let's just get to the games. We don't have time to bullshit today. Let's go.
"Washington at Tennessee, Titans by 9.5.
No, thank you. Georgina?
"Baltimore at Los Angeles, Chargers by 4.5.
Bingo! Make it rain.
We're going to be on the wrong side.
Come on!
L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Wow.
Why do you like L.A.?
This is the first real run defense that Baltimore's played.
That's what I think.
They're 4-1, but they have played literally the five worst run defenses in the NFL statistically.
Buccaneers? They barely beat the Buccaneers.
They're going against a real defense on a short week for them, a longer week for L.A. The Chargers, I mean, it's all right there for them, right?
Getting better every
week. Still chasing Kansas City to win that division and get the one seed. L.A. here. Short number.
I actually feel like L.A., and we'll get to the Chiefs-Seahawks game, I think L.A. is going to win that division.
Well, that'll depend on what happens in Seattle, and I'm sure we have different viewpoints on that game.
Well, I know we do, because I've already made a play on that game.
As have I.
Allegedly. Georgina.
"Cincinnati at Cleveland, Browns by 8.5.
Yikes. What kind of world do we live in where the Browns are an 8.5 point favorite?
I was having a conversation with Darren Revell this morning. You're familiar with Darren.
No, who is he?
Newest action.
Oh, right. He's the guy who takes pictures of me every day when he wants to walk in.
The guy who's reinventing the company. The guy who's
Wait, are we becoming a company based off of trolling on Twitter? Is that what we do?
The guy whose enthusiasm is infectious and actually productive.
God. I think there's a little more to your relationship with Darren. I'm going to have to look into this a little bit.
Jealous.
I might have to call Stacy.
Darren and I were discussing this morning, when is the last time the Cleveland Browns were 8.5, 9-point favorites in a game? We're going to look that up. We're going to write a story about that. Darren's going to write a story about that.
Ooh, fascinating story.
Probably will be because Darren's writing it. But I'm sure you want to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation.
Oh, my God. What the fuck are you talking about? We're on a podcast. Yeah, we should have conversations. You want to write articles and read them into the microphone?
What do you think of this game?
I hate it. Jeff Driscoll's a quarterback for the Bengals. The Browns are laying more than a touchdown. I can't go either way in this game. Two teams from Ohio? Gross. I've never been to Ohio, but I don't like it.
I was talking to a buddy this morning who's in Cleveland, and he was talking about how beautiful it is this time of year.
The mistake by the lake, Cleveland?
Said it was like
Cleveland. You remember what Joakim Noah said about Cleveland?
The juxtaposition of the Christmas decorations with the old...
Let me ask you something. Joakim Noah hit the nail on the head. Who is the last person you ever met that said, yeah, I just got back from a great vacation in Cleveland? God, nobody.
You're going after everything today.
Nobody.
You're in a bad mood because your train was late. You feel bad. You haven't even smiled yet today.
I don't.
You're feeling pressure.
If you think I feel bad about keeping you waiting after you have kept us waiting for days sometimes, no. No, I do not.
Georgina.
Tampa Bay at Dallas. Cowboys by 7.5.
Ooh, that hook.
It's tempting, right?
Yeah. Because I don't know. Yeah,
don't.
Do I can't.
I don't want it either. I actually feel like that. I think the Bucks are the right side in this game.
Yeah.
But let's come back to it. We can come back to it. It's a maybe. Georgie.
Minnesota at Detroit. Vikings by 5.5.
Got anything? Any read on this? Vikings stink for a month, then blow the Dolphins out. But still stink for like a quarter and a
Look,
half?
This is no different than Steelers plus 3 or 2.5 against the Patriots, or the even more apt, the Niners plus 5.5 against the Seahawks last week.
All right, get to this game. What do you think? You like Detroit? Is that what you're saying?
I think I like Detroit.
Let's put it as a maybe. I don't know. You don't sound convincing on that.
I'm not convinced because I think Kyle Shanahan's a better coach than Matt Patricia, and I think he can get his team ready for a game better than Matt Patricia can get the Lions ready for a game.
Well, that'd be great if Kyle Shanahan was coaching in this
game.
Well,
I was continuing the comparison.
No, you got confused.
We'll make it. No,
it's Mike Zimmer.
Let's go.
It's bowl season, gents. And in the Blackjack Bowl, we have Buffalo and New England. Patriots by 13.
All right, hold on here. I need to say something here. There is nobody at this company who has bet the New England Patriots more than I have this season. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
There's
nobody at this company who is squarer than you.
Hold on. Nobody has bet them more than me.
Same conversation.
Yet, I want it noted, when I was on I'll Take That Bet before this season started, I said I took the under season win total for New England, under 11.5, which cashed, by the way, and I caught an immense amount of shit from all of you Patriots fans out there, okay? Telling me this is the greatest team on earth, that there's no way they're winning less than 12 games. Well, you know what? Suck it, all right? I am done with the New England Patriots. Done. Give me the Bills. Give me Josh Allen. Give me the points. The dynasty's over. They're done. Brady looked like Eli Manning against Pittsburgh. Eli Manning, Chad. I'm done. Buffalo.
I see you brought your belt in today.
You're damn right I did.
What do you have that belt for? You've won nothing.
I win more than anyone at this company, Chad.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I do. Yeah. Mister, I only bet football. You run a gambling company and you only bet the NFL.
I noticed this weekend when people were coming after you on Twitter because I was ripping it up this weekend.
I still won more money than you.
You were like, Chad only bets the NFL.
Yeah, he does. He does. Because Chad thinks going 5-1 is really impressive. But at the end of the day, I made more money than you did.
You know who deserves that belt?
Who deserves it, Chad?
Darren Revell deserves that belt. In fact, today's the day, brother. We are bringing Darren Revell into the podcast.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, baby. What's up, Blackjack?
The brand is back in town.
And he's taking the Patriots. Yes, he is. He's taking the Patriots.
You fuck you.
He's taking the Patriots easy. 2 touchdowns easy.
Take it
to the bank.
You know what? You want to talk about my belt. You want to talk about my record. And then you want to bring this clown in here who I don't even think knows how to make a bet.
Wait,
okay?
Why don't you look on the Action app and see my recent
You don't
NFL
make
bets.
Bets on the app, Darren, okay? Another name that just says you're a dipshit. But if you want to come at me and you want a shot at this, I'll give you one, Darren. You pick 3 games this week. I pick three games this week against the spread, and the winner goes home with the big gold belt. And let me tell you what's going to happen. Next week when we come in here, you're going to be at my feet, and you're going to be saying, Blackjack, you're the man. Blackjack, you're the champion. Blackjack, you are the person that is at the top of the pecking order at the Action Network, because there's nobody like you, and I can't compete. That's what's going to happen.
Let me tell you something. I write the scripts around here. I write the scripts
There's
around
no
here.
Script here, Darren. This
I'm
is all
Darren
from the heart.
McMahon. I'm Darren McMahon.
All right.
Okay.
I'm glad we got you guys together.
See, he doesn't understand that this is he's putting a show on here. He's trying to act cool. All right?
There's
Blackjack
one thing.
Lives this. Blackjack lives this gimmick.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it. Come on.
There's one thing that matters to me.
I'll get to you when I'm done with him.
There's one thing that matters to me.
What matters to you?
Production.
Okay, great.
Darren Revelle.
I thought you wanted to get back to the game.
Produce this.
Darren Revelle produces articles. It's 2018. Let's try something new. And he produces tweets that get people saying, nerd, loser, nice CVS receipt. The CVS receipt tweet with you laying next to it doesn't show how long it is. It shows how short you are.
I'll give you that.
Bills, Pats, what do you think?
I'm with Buffalo.
Buffalo. Put it on the board.
New England.
You want to call him a square?
Call me whatever you want.
You want to do that?
Sunday night, I'm good.
I'm going to call him my favorite person at the Action Network.
See how long that lasts.
We should cha-ching. And then we should go on to the next game.
By the way, you'll
What's
only
our
be...
rules? Are we? Can we do three here?
Yeah, we're doing. We're doing
game?
Three so against can I... the spread.
Well, you got to wait till we get
okay.
the next game.
Okay.
But just FYI, you're only his favorite person till Greenberg signs. Then you're out the door.
No.
Okay, let's cha-ching and go to the next game.
That was producer Chad.
Yeah.
Green Bay at New York Jets. Packers by 2.5.
Who the fuck's playing in this game?
I don't know. You can't bet this game.
Move on.
Yeah.
I'll bet it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Green Bay.
You want Green Bay in the three?
I do.
Okay, so you've got New England and Green Bay right now. Yeah. You want
He's got New England and Green Bay.
Yeah. He doesn't know he's playing quarterback for Green Bay. And they're on the road laying points. How's that sound to you?
He's too busy fucking tweeting.
I'm a New York Jets fan.
Okay. That's his logic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Houston at Philadelphia, Eagles by 2.5.
I'm struggling with this one. All, like, every wise guy has bet the Eagles.
Yeah.
When I did the podcast with Scooch on Wednesday, the Favorites podcast, we talked about the Eagles, and he's like, yeah, I'm taking the Eagles. I think he took the Eagles in Scooch Roulette.
You know what worries me here? I like the Eagles too, but why the hell should they be favored in this
game? I don't get it.
Because of last week.
Yeah, but I mean, that just, everything you've seen for 15 weeks tells you Houston is the better football team.
Yes.
I like them with Foles. I think that for whatever reason, their offense is better with Foles, at least right now. But am I going to lay points with them? Against the Texans team that really is motoring down the stretch here.
Really good. They don't need to do anything on defense to bring pressure other than get the four guys at the defensive line.
Do we take the points?
This feels like, Darren's shaking his head.
I like Houston.
Darren likes Houston. Darren likes J.J. Watt.
I do.
Who doesn't like J.J. Watt? I mean, there's nothing about the Texans not to like other than last week in L.A. with the Eagles. That's it. If you take that game out, there's no way we're talking about taking Philadelphia.
I actually agree with you.
10 years from now, Darren, how much is a J.J. Watt jersey worth?
Oh, fuck me.
Game used.
Depends
what game. Do they get to the Super Bowl this year?
This is a dumbass question because you know what? You would have asked this question 8 years ago about a signed Tim Tebow helmet. What would the answer have been? $12,000? And now
no,
it's worth
I would have gotten it right. That's why I'm Darren Rovell.
Yeah.
I get it right.
Man, that's why you're working at a startup.
What does that mean? That doesn't even mean anything.
It means he left the world's largest sports media company to come and work with you and me.
I'm not going
to
go there.
It's a step down.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a huge step up.
You're lucky to be working at this company.
Let me tell you something. We've been down this road before.
I made this company. Right. You don't have a company without me. I'm the thing that drives you to the drink. I'm bigger than anything at the Action Network.
That's a fact.
You can't believe what I can do.
That's a fact.
Nobody's going to the Action Network without me.
That's a fact. Let me tell you something. I got people beating my door down to hire me, all right? You're lucky I'm a loyal person. You're lucky that despite all of your quirks and insecurities and annoyances, that I like you.
You're lucky I gave you a gift. You called me. You're begging me like, hey.
Begged you.
Begged me.
Begged you.
Begged me.
I was out drinking and gambling in Las Vegas.
Can I write for you?
And you called me and said, we love everything about you. We need you here.
Because
I'm looking at a room full of nerds and virgins.
Dude.
And we need someone to inject some life into it.
You call me like, listen, I just want to write for you. You might not even have to pay me. I just want to write for you. I'm like, listen.
You and I both know
we're
that
classy.
Never happened.
We're classy. I'm going to pay you. That's what I'm going to do.
You're real classy.
You're like, can you please sponsor my satellite radio show, my internet radio show that nobody's listening to?
No, which you were dumb enough to do.
Which nobody's listening to. But you know what? I'm like, Blackjack, he's a good guy. I'm going to give him a shot. I appreciate what he's doing. I like what he's doing. I'm going to give him a shot. Mm-hmm. We gave you a shot. Now you're full time. You're living your fucking dream because of me. We're going.
I am the American dream,
yeah,
Chad.
Because of me.
I'm the goddamn American dream.
We're going to Houston, Texas.
All right, good enough.
So right now we have the Chargers, the Bills, and the Texans.
Yeah, two good teams.
I feel good about that.
Chad, before we get to our next game, I have to tell our listeners about a world-class app they need to go download right now. It's called Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all of it's commission-free. They make financial services work for everybody, not just the super rich like you. They present it in a non-intimidating way, information for stock market newcomers. It's simple and intuitive. Some of the best things about Robinhood is that there's no cost or commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood, they charge you nothing. You keep all of your profits. Also, you get to learn by doing. You get to learn how to invest as you're building your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies with a personalized news feed, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. And here's the best part. If you haven't listened to anything I just said, listen to this. Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock when you sign up. A stock like Apple, Ford, Sprint, the blue chippers, baby, to help you build your portfolio. Sign up now at favorites.robinhood.com like I did and get your free stock today. That's favorites.robinhood.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to officially announce what I've been teasing on the podcast for the last week or so. We are doing a live episode of The Favorites Monday, January 28th. Did I mention it's live? It's going to be in New York City. At Foley's Bar in Manhattan. As a loyal listener of the podcast, you, my friends, are invited. Some of you have tweeted at me already, and you can continue to do that. But all you have to do to get invited, go to actionnetwork.com/favorites. That is actionnetwork.com/favorites. I'm going to be there. Blackjack is going to be there. Paula Duke is going to be there. Jeff Schwartz is going to be there. Scooch is writing a song from the Scoodles for the podcast. Blackjack and Paula Duke are going to be behind bar, tending bar, pouring drinks. That's going to be dangerous. Some other special guests are going to join. You can maybe guess who it's going to be. It's one of the podcast favorites. We're going to preview the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about all the props. That's the main thing. Any kind of betting that goes with it. If you are going to be in New York City on, again, Monday, January 28th at 6 p.m., go to actionnetwork.com/favorites and RSVP, and you will get more details to access the event. actionnetwork.com/favorites. Of course, you can also keep adding me at Chad Millman on Twitter, and I'll just individually add you to the list. Next game.
Atlanta at Carolina. Falcons by 3.5.
Falcons. Carolina's done. That season's over.
Trap game. Maybe.
I'm abstaining here.
I don't think it's a trap game because I think that we talked about this. I don't know who the hell I talked to about this. Somebody. Ron Rivera's done there. He's done. He's out. Cam Newton's done. He's sitting for the rest of the year. That team has absolutely nothing to play for. I think you will see reduced minutes from McCaffrey, Kuechly, Davis. There is nothing left for Carolina after that game last week. Atlanta, Dan Quinn's going to be back next year, okay? He'll still be there. That team will play for him. I think Atlanta comes out, takes care of business here.
I know the theory. You're reciting the theory of our friend that we went out to dinner with on Tuesday night.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. That was when it happened.
Yeah. There's better games next.
New York Giants at Indianapolis, Colts by 9.5.
Can't do it.
I know the Colts are going to kill them in this game. We're not going to do
it.
Listen.
Yeah, I can't do it.
There's still
better
games.
Yes, you're right.
There's still much better games.
You're right, but I can't.
Darren's written 3 stories, all of which so far today.
Have you ever met someone more in love with an outdated mode of communication? Do you still have a landline phone in your house?
I need to get you stat.
I bet you do.
Wait, hold on. Look at me. Look at me in the face. Stop avoiding me. You need to look at the stats.
That was a mistake.
And you have to look at the stats and the analytics before you call me outdated, okay?
I'm not calling you outdated. I'm calling him outdated, okay? You at least understand what social media is, unlike Chad, whose company every second tweet is a GIF.
That is true. We'll fix that.
Thank you. So, yes, you're not outdated. He is. Mr. Landline Telephone.
Oh, now you're turning it around. Turn it on to me. I see how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm turning it on to you.
You're afraid to confront Darren.
Let me tell you what. You are the one that created the rift between me and Darren.
All right.
You did that, which, by the way, is poor management and leadership. You should be encouraging cohesion between employees, not starting feuds.
Everyone's got their own methods. Next game.
Jacksonville at Miami, Dolphins by 4.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to give ourselves a gift. We're not betting crappy teams.
Okay, good.
Next, because I know which 2 games we're doing.
I didn't want the Battle of Ohio. I sure as fuck don't want the Battle of Florida.
Amen.
Los Angeles Rams at Arizona, Rams by 14.
Whew. I mean, look, the side is the Cardinals.
We have done this with the Cardinals twice. Once we were right, once we were wrong. So do we want to go to the rubber match here?
I think we got better games coming up.
Okay.
Our next 2 are the ones.
Chicago at San Francisco, Bears by 4.
Chicago.
Bears.
I think the Bears too. So
Chicago.
We're not going to.
But we need one more game that you and Darren disagree about.
We do.
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Or listen, I can go back. Can I go back?
Hold on. We're not. Darren and I aren't on the same games here. Darren can just take whatever Darren wants.
Oh,
I'm going
to
take
okay.
whatever I want.
No, I don't
okay.
like
it's
that.
Just 3 games.
I like straight
up. Yeah, matchup. You need a matchup.
I disagree with that.
We're going to have a tough time finding that. Buffalo, New England's 1.
You already did Buffalo, New England, and Packers.
I'm not taking
them. Oh, you did Packers.
Taking
the Jets.
You're not
taking
that. Okay. Are you fucking mind?
I let Darren choose his 3 games. And you've got 3 games.
The Bears are easily the right side here.
The Bears are the right side. You go to Action Network, actionnetwork.com. We do a story every week where we power rate and do the delta between our power ratings and the point spreads. And the Bears right now are the number 1 difference, meaning they have the best value of any game. Bears are number 1. I believe Detroit is number 2.
The Bears are easily the right side here. I'm shocked at this number. That defense is going to kill Nick Mullins.
Yes, and it's interesting. Last week, San Francisco, Seattle. San Francisco so felt like the right side. They do not. This is a different game with different teams. Like
totally different team. Chicago is the hottest team in the NFL right now over the last 6 weeks.
All right, we're on the Bears.
Pittsburgh at New Orleans, Saints by 6.
I'm going to give you another gift.
What's the gift? Because I don't have a feel for this.
Saints.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Love the Saints.
I love the Saints all year long.
Love the Saints. As you know.
We both have Super Bowl futures on them.
Okay.
Mine at a slightly higher price.
Hmm.
I got 22.
Win's a win.
I also have one on the Steelers. Those are my 2 futures.
In the pool.
Like
that
a good tout. Like a good tout there, Black.
Those are my.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Wow.
Call me a tout.
He's
on
coming
both sides.
You.
I'm just saying both sides. You got two, and then
you hold up the
one and say, I told you so.
Hey, Darren, ask Chad how many Super Bowl futures he's got.
7.
Well,
nope, you're low.
I have 2 that I have bet individually, but then I'm in a pool where I can choose 8 teams to win the Super Bowl.
So that would be 10, Darren. 10. He's got a third of the league to win the Super Bowl.
And the Steelers are one of those teams that are in my pool.
Yeah.
So are the Bears. Yeah. I'm looking forward to
This is what Chad's got.
I'm looking forward to an NFC Championship game between the Bears and the Saints, where like I'm guaranteed a team to get into the Super Bowl that I could potentially win some significant money. I don't have the Rams.
Wow. All right. So that's it for the NFC field.
We're going with the Saints. But
I'll take the Saints. Yeah.
Listen, we got five games, but there's two games still to discuss. And so we could replace.
Okay, let's go.
Kansas City at Seattle, Chiefs by 2.5.
Kansas City.
I've already bet the Seahawks.
I've already bet Kansas City.
I've already bet the Seahawks on the money line to win this game.
It's Kansas City.
It's Seattle.
Nah. Nah. Why? Tell me why.
Better defense.
A shock.
Good running game against a bad rush D.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
In a difficult place to play against a quarterback who consistently not just covers at home, but wins at home.
Okay, but let's forget the cover for a second, because at 2.5, he's going to have to win this game. Okay?
That's why I bet it. I got better money.
I don't think that happens, man. I think people are down on Kansas City right now because they've stumbled a little bit the last few weeks. Ever since that Baltimore game, they've kind of stumbled. I think people are forgetting how good that offense is. I really think they are. If Kansas City comes out of the gates quick and puts up 17, 20, 21 in a hurry, Seattle's not going to be able to keep pace with that. Their offense isn't built that way. I'm not saying they won't be able to run the ball. They will. But they're not going to be able to keep pace with what Mahomes does. You saw Nick Mullins last week have a hell of a day against them.
There's nothing you can do to change my mind. I've already made the bet.
All right, fine. I'm just talking. Someone's got to fucking talk, Chad.
Darren.
Yeah, Darren, what do you think here?
Have you picked a third game yet?
I have not. So far, to recap, I've done the Packers as 3-point favorites against the Jets, taking the Packers. I am also taking the Patriots minus 13.
13.
And just to show Blackjack how good I am, I'm gonna delve into the Bengals Browns game.
And what are you gonna do?
Are you gonna lay the points? Are you going to lay the points
to
Cleveland?
Do it.
I'm going to take the Browns!
You're taking the Browns.
I am.
This isn't even a competition.
No, let me just tell you why, okay? Jeff Driscoll. I just can't. I just can't.
I've been making that point for weeks.
I just can't. I mean, he is like...
He was awful at Florida.
He was awful at Florida. How did he ever even make it to the NFL?
That is astonishing.
I mean, Colin Kaepernick is 5 times better than him. Easy.
I mean, he's absolutely... Tom Savage is better than him.
Yes.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
But Tom Savage was actually good at Rutgers. I mean, he had a couple good games.
Yeah.
Driscoll was like garbage.
Driscoll was terrible at Florida. Terrible.
All right, so that's why I can't do it. I don't like any other... I don't like the Bengals running game. I don't like anything. 9 is ridiculous, or 8.5, whatever we're doing. But at 8.5 and 9, the longest favorite since we will have the article on the Action Network... I'm going to take the Browns.
Blackjack, do you have 3 games that you want to take?
Sure do.
Give us the games.
L.A. Chargers, -4. Chicago Bears, -4. What is it? What's the Bears line?
4.5 for the Chargers, 4 for the Bears.
4.5, 4.
And you want the Chiefs -2.5.
And the Chiefs -2.5.
By the way, I do think the easiest game of the week, not to slap it back at Blackjack, but I think the easiest game of the week is that Bears game.
I agree.
That's the best call.
We don't even need to talk about Denver-Oakland because we're not doing it.
No, it stinks.
Our games this week are New Orleans -6, hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chicago on the road at San Francisco. We have Buffalo +13 against the Patriots. We have the Los Angeles Chargers -4.5 against the Baltimore Ravens. And do we decide on Minnesota? Minnesota-Detroit?
We didn't take that.
What was our fifth?
I wasn't listening to you.
I think we took Houston.
Yeah, we did. We took Houston.
Houston, +2.5 against the Eagles.
We were only doing five good teams.
Those are our 5 games.
Hey, you want to know something?
What?
I got you a really nice Christmas present.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
You going to give it to me right now?
No. It's a surprise. It's something that is so you. Is it not?
It's gluten-free?
Not for.
No.
I eat gluten. But it's like everything tastes better with gluten.
It is related to Chad's love of love.
I do love love.
I saw you stopping at that store on Madison and 32nd.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's for you.
Oh.
Georgina, can you tell us something?
Happy holidays, everyone. All dozen of you.
She's almost right.
That was disrespectful to the millions of listeners that we have on The Favorites.
Thank you for listening to The Favorites. We have shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, except for next week, because we're taking the holidays off. But we'll be sharing picks on at The Favorites Pod on Twitter. Give us a follow. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, radio.com/TheActionNetwork, or wherever you get your shows. Until next year,
I'm Darren Revelle.